Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Beis. We are holding at the Tanur Rabbanan on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Okay, so today we discuss the din of Eiver Men HaChai, one is not allowed to consume a part plucked off a live animal. And the question is, does it apply to Behema, Chaya? What about a bird? What about unkosher species? Tanur Rabbanan, here comes a brisa with a big machlokes. Eiver Men HaChai, the prohibition to consume an Eiver Men HaChai, what does it apply to? Noeg Behema, it applies to Behemos, to the more domesticated types. Chaya, even to a chai, which is a less domesticated variety, v'oivan, even to fowl, even to birds. Bein tamein, ubein tahirin, whether it's tamei, here tamei means unkosher variety, ubein tahirin, or of the kosher variety. Divrei, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's all-encompassing, it applies in all situations. Behema, chaya, oiv, tahir, tamei. And also the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. However, v'chachamim, they disagree. They say it's limited to only kosher types. What's the machlekes based on? Ushnein, and both opinions are rooted in the same exact pasuk. Ushnein mikra echad doshu. Let's take a look at the pasuk, which they expound on. The pasuk says, "Rak chazak." Look, be careful. Don't consume blood. Now, the issue of consuming blood applies to all types of animals, behema, chaya, and bird, right? Why do not eat blood? Ki adam hu nefesh, because in the dam we have the life force of the animal. You're not meant to consume that. And the pasuk continues on the next page. Lo yiseichal hanefesh im habasar, which Rashi explains, is referring to eiver men hachai. Don't consume from this basar while the nefesh is still embedded in it, while the animal is still alive. So you see, in the very same pasuk we have a reference to refraining from blood and refraining from Eiver Men HaChai. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar and make that connection. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Sabri, they hold it's linked to each other. Kol Shata Matsuva Adami, any animal whose blood you're not meant to consume, which means basically anything. Behema, Chaya, Oiv, Tamei, Tor. Likewise, Ata Matsuva, you're commanded to refrain from plucking off a part. Alei Barav. Likewise, these unkosher types of animals, they're also covered by the Isra of Dam. They're not meant to consume their blood. Rashi explains, based on the Gemara increases. So the only ones that are accepted from the Isra of Dam are the Shrotzim, creatures, fish, you can have the blood of a fish, Chagavim, grasshoppers, Malchishtaim, human beings, believe it or not, there's no Isra of Minatayr, of eating Dam of an Adam. That's it. But otherwise, any Behema, any Chaya, any Oif, whether Tami or Tor, are covered by the Isra of Dam, and correspondingly, the Isra of Eivim and Achai, which are linked to each other. Okay, so Vahani Tmei Nami, these Tami types as well, Hayu Vata Mitzvah Al Dam, and Vata Mitzvah Al Eivara. Since you may not consume their blood, you may not consume their environment. No, Rabbanan Sabri, Rabbanan hold, no. The pasuk is essentially saying, look, be careful, wait until the life force leaves the animal, then eat the basar, indicating that there are two sides to this equation, two sides to this coin. Do not eat Eiver Men HaChai, do not eat the basar while still embedded with the life force of the animal, but do eat the basar once it's freed of that life force, if the animal was shechted. So Eiver Men HaChai is linked to the permissibility of consuming the basar. And clearly this only applies to a kosher animal, whose basar you can consume, right? For Rabban and Sabri, they hold. Look, the pasuk says, L'seichal nefesh am basar. Do not consume the basar while still permeated with the nefesh. Meaning, don't pluck a piece off an animal. Rather, ela basar uchudkei. Rather, only eat the basar while it's on its own, meaning once it's been freed of its life. So we connect the two sides of this equation. Kol shot sarim mutar, any animal whose basar is permissible, meaning it's of the kosher type. So on the flip side, atam tzuva alei barav. you cannot consume the aver of that animal while still living. But b'chol she'en besorim mutabar, an animal which in any case you can't eat the basar, such as an unkosher type. Likewise, i'ata mitzuba levorav, there's no isra aver nachai. Okay, so here go the two opinions, based on the same pasuk. One says, look, the pasuk is linking isra of dam with the isra of eva menachai, which applies to all types of animals. Whereas the rabbanan say, it's two sides of the same equation. Do eat the basar, do not eat eva menachai, but that only applies to a kosher animal whose basar is mutar. Now, it was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lezer who seemed to base their opinion that Eivar Menachai is all-encompassing on the pasuk which links Eivar Menachai to Isra Abdam, which is all-encompassing as well. Now, the question is, Rabbi Yehuda, according to him, Lama Lekra, why do we need a new pasuk that Eivar Menachai is all-encompassing and even applies to an unkosher type? Even without the pasuk, I would already know that. Lazy, let it come. Eivar Menachai should come along. Lechel and land. I'll listen to him on the Isra of the young kosher animal. Because Isra Eva Menachai is a more extensive, all-encompassing Isra. Shekein Yisuroi Noyeg Bibnei Noyach. Eva Menachai was initiated way back when, before Matan Torah. It didn't apply to the Gayim. And Rashi brings, wasn't this the very basis for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion way back in Nafkuf? That Isra Gid HaNosha likewise reapplicable to an unkosher animal for this very same reason, because it's more extensive, it applies to Bnei Noach as well. So even without a new pasuk here, I would already know the same principle is applicable to Eva Menachai. Enoch Nami, you're right, even without this pasuk, V'chi Yitzra Kod Rabbi Lezer, the pasuk was needed for Rabbi Lezer. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a more simple approach to explaining why, in fact, Eva Menachai applies to the Tmeya as well. So although it's also on account of Tumeya, but the Isra of Menachai latches on as well because it's more encompassing. Tanya Mihachu, we find the same in the Braisa. That in fact, Rav Lezer and Rabbanan are based on this very same pasuk. Eivar Menachai noig b'beim achai v'oif. Bein Tumeya u'bein tehoiro. How do we know Eivar Menachai applies to all types? Shenamar rak chazak. Be careful, avil techal adam. Don't consume the blood of an animal. Shkol shatam mitzuv al dam. We learn. Any situation where you can't eat blood, you can't eat Eivar Menachai as well. Ata mitzuv al livorav. V'chol shi ata mitzuv al domoi. In a case where there's no issue eating the blood, ata mitzuv al livorav. There's no issue Eivar Menachai, divrei blaz. So according to him, we know that Eivar Menachai applies in all cases where there is an isra of dam. V'chachamim aimrim. They say no. The do and the don't are two sides of the equation. Do not eat Eivar Menachai, but do eat it while its nefesh is gone, which indicates that it's only applicable to a kosher type. Eivar Menachai only applies to toher types, permissible animals. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, do not consume the basar while still embedded with the nefesh. Rather, wait until the nefesh leaves. And we learn, a kosher animal whose basar is mutter, do keep away from the Eivar Menachai of that animal. However, chol she'ein basar mutter, an animal whose basar is not mutter, like a tamei type, ein ata mitzvah lebarav, there's no isra Eivar Menachai. Okay, so far we have two opinions. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Belezer, Eivar Menachai applies all around. Behema, chaya, oiv, tamei, toir. According to Rabban, only toir. Rameir, Eimer, comes a third cheetah. Ein o yinoyeg al behema, behema toir blavad. It applies only to Tar, but even within the Tar, it's only limited to Behema, as opposed to birds. It only applies to Behemoths. So only to behemoth, not to chaya, not even to chaya, not even to chaya, not to eifes. Why? So it's a third cheetah, right? Eivar Menachai is only by behemoth. A behemoth which is tar. A behemoth terrible, but why? Here comes the reason. Lots of names. Omar Rabba Bar Shmuel, he quotes Omar of Chizda, and some say Vitam, and some say he quoted Rabbi Yosef. Amar, there was another version of who quoted whom. It was Omar Rabba Bar Shila, he quoted Omar of Chizda, Vitam, and some say he quoted Rabbi Yosef. But Amar, there was yet a third version of who informed us of this information. It was Rabba Bar Simi who quoted Omar of Chizda, Vitam, and some say he quoted Rabbi Yosef. Okay, what is the reason? My time with the Rameir, who says, Eva Menachai is only by Behemoth Torah, Omar Kro. Because the pasuk thereafter, you know, where it discusses Eved Menachai, it says v'zavachta amakro v'zavachta mebekarcha umitzayincha. These are behemoth varieties, cattle and light, you know, sheep. Tzayin is, you know, sheep or goat, so it's limited to the behemoth class only. So you have three shittos in terms of the scope of Eved Menachai. Kontra Buda. Rabbi Lazar, Behema Chayev Oif Tame B'Tohar. Rabbanon say Behema Chayev Oif Tohar. Rabbi Meir says Behema Tohar B'Lvad. Amar Gedom Arav. You should know this whole discussion of whether or not Ever Menachai applies to the unkosher type is only by a Yisrael. Who must refrain from the Behema Tmeya. And likewise, as we said, it's, you know, two sides of the same coin. If you can't eat the basar, there's no isur eved menachai. But by a goy, we said before, a goy is commanded to keep away from eved menachai. And by him, there's no concept of tamei and tor. All varieties are acceptable for him. So by him, eved menachai applies to all types, even behema, tamea, etc. Amar b'gidom harab, machlokes, this whole discussion. And the opinion which says that it only applies to certain things, that's be Yisro by a Yid. Avo beben noyach. But by a Goy, Divrei HaKol all agree Muzar al Atmein Ketahirin applies to unkosher behema, unkosher chaya, right? Just like it applies to the kosher types. According to Rav Meir, it only applied to the Behema family. But in any case, the point is that it applies even to unkosher types. Divrei HaKol all agree, Muzar al Atamein Ketoyen. Tanya Nam Hechoi, you find the same in a Braisa, that it depends who he is. A Yisrael is limited. A Goy, by him it makes no difference if it's Tamei Otar. Tanya Nam Hechoi, Eva Ben Achai, Ben Noyach, Eva Noyach, a Goy, Muzar Olav al Atamein Ketoyen. There you go. By him it applies to Tamei as well. But by the Yisrael, by Yid, Einoi Muzer, El Ala Tahirin, Mavad only applies to Tahirin. Now, the Braisa cites a plural term, Tahirin. Ikadam is some learned, Tahira. You have to fix it to Tahira, singular, because it only applies to one type of Tahira. Rameir, like Rameir says, that it only applies to Behema family. Yikud the Amri, some had a different version, Tahirim. It's actually plural, because it applies to Behema, Chaya, and Oif. And that's like Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, that it applies to all those as well. Amar Rav Shezvi, says Rav Shezvi, Af Anana Matanin, I'll even find you another proof from a Mishnah to Rav Gidl's point, that although by a Yisrael, it's limited by a Goy, it applies even to Tamei types. Afanana mitanino. Ochal, so this is a Mishnah, Maseches Taharos, which discusses an oif tamei, okay, an unkosher bird. So it says like this: Ochal a yid sat down to eat it. Ochal ever menachai mimen, ate a limb off this unkosher bird. Well, it's tamei. There's no ever menachai, right? Einoi soifig arboim will not get malchus because yeah, there's no iser ever menachai by the unkosher type. And then the Mishnah continues with a perplexing statement. Ve'ein shechita metaros. You should know that the shechita on this unkosher bird will not be metairit. Will not make it permissible. Now, of course not. It's unkosher to begin with. How could shechita make it kosher, right? But my, now who's eating it? Who does this pertain to? Elam of Yisrael. We're talking about a yid eating it? Well, of course, pshita, the ein shechita metaros. Of course, the shechita will not turn into a non-kosher bird into a kosher bird. Apparently, the second part of this Mishnah refers to a guy. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even though the bird underwent a shechita experience, the guy cannot eat it. It's still considered somewhat alive until it actually fully depletes itself of its life, any elements of life. So it's still flapping around, you can't eat it. Mechlal da asr, apparently, by a guy, there is eved v'nachai status in my unkosher bird, and that proves our point. Rav Mani bar Patish, he also brought a raya from this Mishnah, Rami Reisha Asefa Mishani. So he sort of presented it as a contradiction between the first part of the Mishnah, which indicated that there's no eved v'nachai by an unkosher bird, versus the second part of the Mishnah, which indicated otherwise. Umishani, and he gave this solution. Reisha be Yisrael, the first part is talking about a yid, where there's no eved v'nachai by an unkosher type, whereas the second part of the Mishnah is talking about a b'noyach, where there is eved v'nachai by an unkosher type, which supports our point. Next point. Next halacha regarding eved v'nachai. Quantity. How much is considered eved v'nachai? Do you need to have a kazayis, which is typically the minimum amount of isra material that one must consume to be liable? A shear of a kazayis. What about an eved v'nachai? It's a full entity, right? A full limb. But it's a small toe. Less than a kazayis in volume. Does it qualify for liability or not? Amar Rav, yep. Eved v'nachai tzarech kazayis. You know it's an eved v'nachai, it's a full entity, it's a full limb. He will not be held accountable until he eats a kazayis. So it has to be that size. My time of why achila ksivabe. Because the pasuk, in warning against eating eved v'nachai, uses the word achila, consuming. Consuming means a kazayis. Just like anywhere in the Torah. Achila ksivabe. Moshe Rav Amram, I have a question, he says. From this Mishnah, just quoted. Ochal eved v'nachai mimeno. Eino yisoy v'kos arboim. He ate an eved off this unkosher bird. There's no malchus. Now, the reason why he's not chayiv is because, like we said, eved v'nachai does not apply to an unkosher type. Now, how much did he eat? How large was this eved v'nachai? It had to be a minimum of a kazayis, otherwise there's nothing to talk about, right? It's only up for consideration because there's a kazayis here. Now, v'isal gadaitach kazayis b'inan, according to you, the starting point is that the eved v'nachai is a kazayis, then of course you should get malchus. Okay, skip the eved v'nachai issue. Notwithstanding that eved v'nachai is not applicable, but it's an unkosher bird. Typically, look, he should be liable for malchus, the kachal kazayis. There's a girsa tamei. He had a kazayis of an unkosher material. That in itself is reason enough to give him malchus. Kishelo yerchel kisheket, and personality, unkosher birds. Says the Gemara, you can have it both ways. On the one hand, it was actually a kazayis, but not a kazayis of flesh, of edible material. So the total size of this eved v'nachai was a kazayis, but it was comprised of a very small, minute amount of flesh, which is edible, and the rest was inedibles. Bone material, sinews. So for eved v'nachai, that would be sufficient. Right, there are two halachas, this basar menachai and eved menachai. A piece of flesh of a live animal has to be a kazayis of basar, edible material, to be chayiv. But there's something called eved menachai. As long as it's a full limb, comprised a little bit of basar, gidma, tzameis, and the sum total is a kazayis, that's enough to hold him liable. That's what happened here. So even though it was a kazayis, but since it wasn't a kazayis of basar, he will not be chayiv on account of eating oiv tamei, which requires a kazayis of edible material, which he doesn't have. And since there's no eved menachai by an oiv tamei, he's totally potter. Okay, Kedamar Rav Nachman. As Rav Nachman had told us regarding a different point we'll see coming up soon, B'mashu Basar was speaking that there's only a minute amount of edible flesh in this package, and it's sort of topped off with Gidim Vatzamis, sinews, bones, which make up the difference. Achanami, here as well, we're talking about that very type of configuration, B'mashu Basar, a small amount of Basar with Gidim Vatzamis completing the Kazayis. Tashma, comes another Kasha. Rav says that you need a Kazayis to be liable for Eved v'nachai. And Rav himself told us elsewhere something which seemed to say otherwise. Tashma, Amar Rav, we turn to Amar Beis. Ochal tzipor tahoira b'chayeh. So he has a kosher bird, and he gobbled it up alive. Okay, he's chay because it's eved v'nachai. And we're speaking that it's small, b'kolshu, despite its smallness and size. There you go. This is Rav speaking. which seems to contradict Rav's earlier statement that kazayis is needed. Continue the brisa. It will continue the halacha b'misasa. Now, if this kosher animal dies, and now he eats it, it's a nevela, a kazayis. The only chayiv, it's a kazayis. Because for a nevela, you need a kazayis. Part two of the halacha is utmeya. Let's say it's an unkosher type. Bein b'chayya, whether he ate it alive, there's no din of eivah b'nachayis, so bein b'misasa, or after it died, in which case, he's chayav because Rashi says it's called a birya, bria. It's a forbidden entity. Unkosher bird is a full entity of forbidden material. It's called a bria. It's an entity of Isra. So therefore, b'chalshu. So again, irrespective of his size, he gets malchus. So again, we have the second part of the halacha, which was a non-kosher bird, which is an entity of Isra, was created as an entity of Isra, it's called a birya. You don't need a shir kazayis, its prominence, its chashivas makes up for its lack of quantity. So despite its smallness and size, it's chayiv, whether alive or dead, it's chayiv because he ate an unkosher bird. In the first part of the halacha, we had a kosher bird, tzibah tahira. So it depends, if he ate it alive, there's eivah menachai, it's chayiv even for smaller a bird. You don't need a kazayis. Whereas if it died, then the problem is because it's an avela. Now by an avela, you need a kazayis. And you don't say that it's a birya, because look, the Israel avela only arrived later, after its death. It wasn't created as an avela. So there's no, it's not classified as an avela entity from inception, from creation. It's a regular piece of meat, which is now usher as an avela. It doesn't define its essence. It's not an avela essence, right? It's a bird, kosher bird. Now that it died, you can't eat it because it's a dead bird, so it has to be a kazayis like any other forbidden material. But if you ate it alive, that's a chai, even a chai, it's chai even for a small bird. That contradicts Rav's statement of Amar Aleph, that you need a kazayis. Achanami says the Gemara here too, we could explain, as we said, that really, in totality, it has a kazayis, b'mashu basar, has a small amount of basar, and gidim atzamais, complete the shear and top it off to a kazayis. And that's why it's chayiv on account of Ivim and Achai. Toshmai comes another right from a braisa. It's a kashan rab, not al tzipor. Okay, again, Rav tells us that for Ivim and Achai you need a kazayis to be liable. Toshma, not al tzipor she'im be kazayis. Here the braisa clearly is relating to a kosher bird that has no kazayis. Okay, it's a teeny bird. V'chalei eats it. He eats it when it's still alive. You would think it's Eivah Menachai. No, Rebbe Poite, Rebbe exempts him. He holds that Eivah Menachai means a part plucked off a bird, plucked off an animal. If you eat the whole thing as one, that's a bird. It's not an Eivah Menachai. Rav Lezer B'Shimon Machai, he says he's liable for Eivah Menachai because he says even when it's full, whole, complete, alive, it's sort of comprised, it's comprised of limbs. The bird is sort of the sum total of its limbs. It's still quantified, classified as Eivah ben Achai. Interesting machlokes, right? Okay. And he comes and pushes his point. Amar Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, Kal v'chomer, look, listen to a piece of logic. Al Eivah ben Achai. You agree that if he plucks off a piece, it's Chai, it's Eivah ben Achai. Al kulu l'koshken, of course, if he takes the whole thing as one, certainly it's worse. Okay, chonka v'achla, let's say it died, he choked it, it died, so now it's a dead bird, all agree in this case, it's just an avela, it's only chayim if he had a kazayis of material. Okay, let's go back and review the machlekes. Ad kan lipligi. So it's pretty clear that machlekes is only if he had a full, complete, whole live bird. It's a question of definition. The elo damar savar b'chayyeh, Leivara Mehmedes. Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon maintains that even a live bird, Leivara Mehmedes, is considered Rashi says, Lanatcho Emedes. It's slated for dissection, which means to say that we view it as a compilation of limbs, of parts. And if one consumes its entire bundle of parts, he has committed Eivah Menachai. Umar Savar, Rebbe disagrees. He says, look, it's a bird. It's not a finger and a hand and a foot and a toe. It's an entity. It's a complete entity. It's not a compilation of limbs. It's not classified as Eva Menachai. Umar Sover Bachaya, during his lifetime, Lav Leivar Memedes, is not viewed as a compilation of Eivar. But the Kuli Alma Mia, Loi Bein Kazais. But it's clear that according to all Shittos, liability of Eivar Menachai is even by less than a Kazais. Look, the Braisa was talking about a bird which is smaller than a Kazais, and Rezab Shimon responded, he says, if a part of this would trigger liability, certainly the entire thing. So clearly, you don't need a Kazais for Eivar Menachai. According to all Shittos, I'm Rav Nachman. Oh, here comes Rav Nachman and resolves it. V'mashu Basar. Of course, in total, you have a Kazais. We're speaking. There's only a small amount of flesh, of edible material. And there are gidim, plenty of gidim, ba'atzamais, that make up for the difference. It says that we're not practical, is that? Look, picture it. You have a whole bird, which doesn't even have a kazais of basar, and the whole bird. You can't even find, you know, 3 ounces of flesh in that entire bird. And here we speak about plucking off just one toe, and in that toe you'll have enough basar that if you top it off with some gidim and atzamais, you'll have a kazais. How practical is that? Is that practical that we have a situation to be kulei lesbe kazayis basar? If you count the basar throughout the entire bird, you don't even come up with a kazayis in total. And even in one aver, you can find enough basar that if you add it together with the ispe kazayis, but mashu basar, you add it together with the gidim batzamis, you have a kazayis of material in total. Amarav shravi in, yeah, b'kala nisa, there's some sort of weak, poor quality bird. And the Rebbeinu Gershon says has little flesh and lots of bones, so you can end up with this type of configuration. Now, the Gemara knew that Kalanisa is actually an unkosher bird. And this Bryce is clearly speaking about kosher birds. How do I know? Emos Seifa. Look at the second part of the of that Bryce. So first we spoke about eating the animal, the bird alive, but then it says Chanukah va'achalat, he choked it, he killed it, and he eats from this bird. So now how much does he have to eat to be chayiv? If it's a eif tame, we learned before, even if it's very small, it's a beria, it's an unkosher entity, which triggers liability even without being a kazayis. But here the braisa specifies, divrei hakol all agree with kazayis, he's only chayiv yet a kazayis. And that rule would only fit if it's a kosher type of bird, in which case it's not an entity, a forbidden entity. It's only also because it happened to die, it's an avela. Okay, forbidden material requires a kazayis for liability. Divrei hakol kazayis, all agree, needs to be a kazayis. But kolonisa, but if you're saying it's a kolonisa bird, which is a oiv tameyu, it's an unkosher bird. V'amar Rav, and Rav told us earlier, right, on top of the page, tameyu, if it's an unkosher type, then size is not a factor, right? It's a beria, even small, triggers liability. Tmeya being mechaya, whether ate alive, b'misasa, whether after death, b'maj, even if it's small. Eloke, ain't kolonisa, you're right. We didn't mean technically a kolonisa bird. It meant, you know, kosher bird, which is similar, has similar features to the kolonisa, short on flesh and big on bones. Okay, in any case, Rav did teach us that for Chiv of Eber Menachai, you didn't have a kazayis. But, as we pointed out, the kazayis can be comprised of a small amount of edible material, which is topped off with atzamas and gidim. As long as in totality you have a kazayis, his chayiv on account of Eber Menachai. Now, we have an interesting machlokes. All agree, if you pluck off a piece, it's called Eber Menachai. But if you eat the entire animal as one, you swallow the whole bird as one. Interesting machlokes, right? Rabbi says, you're potter, that's not called Aver. Right? Because right now, you know, it's alive, it's not meant to be consumed in this manner until, you know, after Shechita, whereas according to Blazer of Shimon, we view the bird as merely a compilation of Aver. So if he eats the whole bird, certainly he has committed Aver Menachai. Amar Rava. Says Rav, imtim tzalema, if you'll submit to the following. Sava Rebbe holds, machsheves oichlen. A person's thought process, a person's designation. Shema Machshava can have an effect on the said material. Okay, so if a person decided in his mind he's going to consume something in a certain manner, that will impact that material. Machshava has an effect. And we think just, you know, words or actions can have an effect. No, our thought process is very powerful and can be impactful. Right? And Allah, we find this all over. Machshava, right? Gives chashivas, can redesignate, can reclassify something. So if that's the case regarding food matter, according to Rebbe, Machshava is Oich L'Shmo Machshava. So picture it like this. Chishiv L'Oich L'Eveiv. So he had a mind to eat this bird piece by piece. Okay, decided to eat it alive like this, piece by piece. And then he consumed the entire thing as one. He's chai because he has now redesignated it as a compilation of Eivar. Right? So its default position is we consider it as a bird entity, not a collection of Eivar. But if he redesignates it, regards it as merely just a collection of bones, and if he picks off a piece, if he eats the bird, it's Eivar Menachai. So even if he eats it entirely as one entity, it's Chayiv. Because he has indicated that he's viewing them as separate limbs. That's called Eivar Menachai. So again, Chishev lo'ech le'Eivar, he intended on eating them separately, v'ach l'kuli ate it all as one. Chayiv. Amalei Abai, how could you say so? Is it so personal? I mean, Omiko Midi, how can you have a situation? Imagine if the next person eats it. Loi Machayv is not Chayv because it's not an Eiver. Va'ochle Hai Machayv, if he eats it, he's Chayv because it's an Eiver. Amalei says, yeah. Each person according to his own taste, according to his own mindset. Zelefi Machshavtei. Zelefi Machshavtei. Every person according to his Machshavtei. Ve'amar Rabbi comes another Loch in the reverse. Imtim Tzalei Masavar, Rozab Shimon. Machshavas Echel Shema Machshavaf. Likewise, we can apply the same principle to Rozab Shimon. Designation, mindset. Will be impactful and can reclassify an item. So let's say chishiv lo'ich la'meiso. He has a bird and he intended on eating it after its death. So now he's indicating to us, he's confirming to us that it's not yet considered eivarim. It's not meant to be consumed as eivarim during its lifetime. And now he turned around, v'achal chai, he ate it alive as is potter. It's not chayiv, it's eivim nachai, because he had just sort of cancelled its eivar status by his intention to eat it only later after death. Omalei Abayis, once again, Abayis asks, is it really so personal? Omiko Midi, how can you have a scenario? Imagine the person down the block eats it as chayiv, because for him it's considered eivar. V'achalei hai potavi, this person who intended on waiting until after death eats it, he's potavi, is no longer considered eivar nachai. Omalei says, yep, each person according to his own taste. Zelvi machshavtoi, v'zel machshavtoi. So, the person who intended on waiting till after Misa, if he eats it during its lifetime, for him it's not considered Eivar Nachai, because he canceled the Eivar status from it. So, if he eats it all as one bird, it's a bird, it's not a compilation of Eivar. Whereas the other person down the road who eats it, for him it's considered merely a collection of Eivar, even during the animal's lifetime, meaning even if he eats it as one, complete bird, as one. We view it as a compilation of Eivarim, Yishchayiv, as Eivar Menachai. Okay, comes a new piece. Amar B'Yechanan. We're going to deal with three forbidden matters. Eivar, a limb plucked off an animal. Basar, just a piece of meat plucked off an animal. And also basar of a treif of a, you know, an ill, injured animal. Where do we know these halachas? Amar B'Yechanan. Lo yisoichal ha-nefesh ha-ma-basar. Don't eat the basar, which still contains its nefesh. From here we learn, ze eivar menachai. First, can I eat a limb plucked off a live being? And Rashi explains that that's why it's referred to as nefesh. He says, just like the person's nefesh will not return. Once you take away the nefesh, it doesn't come back. Likewise, this limb, once it's removed, it doesn't, can't regrow, can't regenerate. So the pasuk here is alluding to Eivar Menachai. We have another pasuk in Shemais. Ubasar basada treif. Don't eat basar basada treif. Says Rabbi Yochanan. It's alluding to two basars which are us. Is there basar b'nachai? Ubasar b'natreifa. So basar basada out in the field. They're referring to basar b'nachai, plucked off the animal, doesn't belong away from the animal. That's basada. And treifa is referring to a basar meat off a treifa animal. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have one pasuk which alludes to meat. Basar b'nachai. And Basim Natreifa. And the Evram Nachai is the other pasuk. That's his opinion. Shem Malaka Shamar, he says no. Loisechal Nefesham Abasar, the first pasuk refers to Evram Nachai and Basim Nachai. Is it Evram Nachai or Basim Nachai? They both learn from the same pasuk. Whereas the other pasuk is only on the Treifa. Basar, Basar, Treifa, Loisechalu, Zeh, it's referring to Basim Natreifa. Okay, now let's move around the puzzle pieces and see how much liability is there for eating all these things. Achal. Eiver benachai or basar benachai. Imagine a person eats eiver benachai and basar benachai in the same sitting, under one warning, right? Now the Rabbi Yochanan chayiv shtayim kontra Rabbi Yochanan. He's chayiv two. Why? Because they're coming from two different psukim, two different warnings. He violated two separate transgressions. Eiver Menachai is one pasuk, Basar Menachai another. However, the Pshin Malakish, who says that Eiver Menachai and Basar Menachai are rooted in the same pasuk, only get one Malkus. Einachai v'la'achas, because it's based on the same love. Rashi explains, since it was eaten together under the same warning, and it's one love, you only chayv one. Next case, Achal Basar Menachai, Basar Menatreifa. He ate two pieces of meat, one Menachai, one Menatreifa. Now the tables turn. The Rav Shimon Lakish, according to him, Chayiv Shtayim, Chayiv Two, because they're two different psukim. Rabbi Yechon, however, and Chayiv La'achas, because according to him, meat and meat are from the same pasuk, right? Third case, Achal Eiver Menachai Basar Menatreifa. He ate Eiver Menachai and Basar Menatreifa, which according to all shittas, are sourced in two different psukim. Well, Divrei HaKol, all agree, Chayiv Shtayim is Chayiv twice. But I mean, we have a kasha. Really, all agree? We turn to the next page. Achal Eiver Menachai Menatreifa. So you had an Eiver Menachai, which was actually from a treifa as well. So he pulled the Eiver off the treifa while it's alive. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Chayiv Shtayim, Chayiv twice. One because it's Eiver Menachai, one because it's a treifa. Rabbi Shimon Longus Amar, Eina Chayiv La'achas. According to him, it's only one. Whoa, how? Bishlem the Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, Nicha, I can fully understand. Two different transgressions, two different sources, two different psukim, two different liabilities. Ela, Rabbi Shimon Longus, Kasha, according to him, why is it only one liability for both? To the Vimsukim, I'm Rav Yosef. Here's their answer. Like Kasha, listen, Kamabema Achas. We're speaking as the same animal. And that's why he's only Chayiv one for both violations. Kambashte Behemis. Earlier, when we said there are two Malkas, that's because they're coming from different animals. He ate Eiver Menachai from Behema 1 and Basar from Treifa B. B'shtei Behema is hailing from two animals. Of course, Machayiv Shtayim is Chayiv twice. But if it's one piece from the same animal, which happens to be Menachai and Treifa, Behema Be'achas, Pligi, that's when we have a Machlekes. Where according to Rabbi Yechon, it's two. According to Rabbi Shlakish, it's one. Behema Achas, my Pligi. So what would be the basis for the disagreement, basis for the machlokes, when it's coming from the same animal? Why would we chayiv two? Why one? Here comes the whole Gemara. We'll get to it better tomorrow to explain several explanations why he says two, he says one. Okay, in a nutshell, we'll do a quick recap of today's daf. We have the shaila of the extent of Isra Eiver Menachai. We have three shittos. According to some, it applies to all types. Behema chayiv oif, tamei v'toyer, according to the chacham, only to the toyer varieties. According to Rav Meir, only behema toyerah. But according to Rav Gidl Amarav, it applies to, this whole thing only applies to Yisro, but by a goy, it applies even to tamei as well. Furthermore, according to Rav, we need a kazayis to be chayiv eiver menachai. But the kazayis can be comprised of only a small portion of basar complemented with gidim v'atzamais. An interesting shaila, what's the status of a behemoth during its lifetime? Is it merely a compilation of a varim, in which case Eiver Menachai would apply, feeds the full entity as one, or do we say no, Eivir Menachayim is just as it is. Eivir Menachayim, if you eat the whole thing, it's the whole thing. It's not Eivir Menachayim. Interesting machlokes. We did clarify that machshava can switch things around, and then we have the sourcings for the Eivir Menachayim, Basar Menachayim, and Basar Treifa. Okay, all the best to you, and let's lachar.